Imagine getting into your family vehicle. You are just young and you're heading to your favorite place on earth, the Allman Arena, to watch your hometown Stratford Warriors defend home ice. With a hot dog-filled belly and your Warriors merchandise on, you head down to the glass during warm-ups to get an up-close and personal look at the players. Now fast forward a few years, and you are in that Warriors locker room, preparing to hit the ice for yourself. This is the reality for 20-year-old Cole Lewis. "It's special," he said. "I used to be one of the kids yelling, and to be able to walk out the tunnel and see the kids leaning over wanting a high five and screaming, it's pretty heartwarming." The young forward got into hockey at a young age thanks to his brothers. Growing up on a Friday night, the Allman Arena was the place you'd most likely find Lewis. "It's been pretty cool and definitely a privilege playing locally," said Lewis. "I grew up coming to watch the Culletons play on Friday nights at the Allman Arena, and now I get to play for the team I grew up watching, so it's kind of cool." Lewis is now a big part of the Warriors, as he was named the team's captain this season. Jason Clark, the team's director of hockey operations, described Lewis as being an integral part of the Warrior culture. "Cole Lewis is the kind of person who sets the tone for everyone around him. Humble yet confident, he leads by example and always puts the team first," said Clark. "He's hardworking, disciplined, and has an incredible drive to excel, not just for his own success, but to elevate the people around him. His positivity and determination make him an integral part of the Warriors' culture." Growing up, Lewis idolized left-winger Alexander Ovechkin, who entered the National Hockey League the year after Lewis was born. The longtime Washington Capitals captain is quite the player to idolize, as he has over 1,500 points in his career and is working towards surpassing the great Wayne Gretzky for most goals of all time in a career. From the team's perspective, Lewis reminds the front office of other amazing players. "Cole's style of play and leadership qualities are reminiscent of players like Jonathan Taves or Patrice Bergeron, athletes who seamlessly combine skill, leadership, and a team-first mentality," said Clark. "Like them, Cole is not just a player but a leader who thrives under pressure and inspires those around him to give their best." In his first season with the Warriors, Lewis put up 21 points, 8 goals, 13 assists, in 45 regular season games. He also got a long playoff experience in his first full season, as the Warriors advanced all the way to the Sutherland Cup Finals but lost against Leamington. Lewis put up 6 points, including 3 goals, including one game winner, and 3 assists during the 23-game playoff run. Lewis followed that up with a 46-point, 21 goals, 25 assists season last year. He also helped the Warriors in the playoffs. While the team didn't go as far, playing only 15 games, Lewis put up 20 points including 12 goals and 8 assists during the playoffs. "Cole's skill set is nothing short of remarkable. He combines incredible hockey IQ, seamless puck control, and a knack for reading the game with exceptional consistency," said Clark. "What sets him apart is his ability to elevate his performance in crucial moments, whether it's scoring key goals, creating opportunities, or stepping up defensively when the team needs it most. His determination to win and his ability to make his teammates better are what truly make him stand out." When he isn't on the ice, Lewis is working on a family business, but he dreams of becoming a firefighter, but also playing the game he loves as long as possible, whether that is with the Stratford Fighting Irish, at the college or university level, or other post-junior hockey options. The Warriors captain leads by example off the ice as well with his teammates, and front office staff describe him as a blueprint for success. Off the ice, Cole exemplifies what it means to be a professional. He's approachable, supportive, and consistently offers guidance to younger players. Whether it's helping them adapt to the demands of the game, providing advice on maintaining balance between hockey and life, or simply being a listening ear, he's someone they can rely on, said Clark. His work ethic and humility make him a natural mentor, and younger players can look to him as a blueprint for success. This season has been good so far for Lewis, who has played in 18 games this season. He is leading the Warriors in points this season with 22. Lewis also leads the team in goals so far with 12, and is tied for second in assists with 10. Throughout his career, Lewis has gotten the chance to play with various players, but he is really happy with this year's band of teammates. "These guys are great," he said. "We have a good team here, we're really bonding, and we have come a long way from the start of the season, so it's only up from here." The Greater Ontario Junior Hockey League Western Conference features numerous teams in the region, with a high number playing an hour or less away from Stratford. The short drive time, along with a schedule that features lots of conference play, makes for big rivalries. "I like playing against Waterloo and Cambridge," said Lewis. "It's also fun playing against Listowel and, of course, this year St. Mary's." With the Warriors looking to make a deep playoff run, Lewis is an important figure in the success of the team. "Cole is absolutely vital to the Warriors' success. His ability to perform at a high level during the most intense moments makes him a cornerstone of the team," said Clark. "As a leading scorer, he's the offensive engine, but his playoff experience also provides the calming presence and strategic mindset needed to navigate high-stakes situations. Cole's contributions on and off the ice will be key to pushing the Warriors to their full potential in pursuit of victory." The Warriors are next in action Wednesday night against the LaSalle Vipers. The next Warriors home game is Friday night at the Allman Arena as they host LaSalle in the tail end of a home-and-home series. "There is nothing quite like playing at home on a Friday night," Lewis said.